You know, I don't know if you noticed today, we had a lot of situational work, you know, that I thought was very, very good to teach from and learn from. We practiced end of half situation that we were faced with in Indianapolis last year, where we got the ball with 2 minutes and 24 seconds left on our own 44-yard line. So we put our first offense out there and practiced that. And then conversely, our defense, we had to punt in that game, if you recall. They got the ball with a minute 13 left, so we practiced that scenario. We practiced, you know, some two-minute scenarios here out on the field where we needed a two-point play to send the game into overtime, which we were able to get. And then inside, we did a little end of the game with 26 seconds left and the ball on the 8-yard line. So we got a lot of good, situational work in today.
So, because Deion Jordan was out there for part of practice, can you elaborate on his situation because he was out there?
No, I cannot. So.
That was a good try, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good try.
Was the organization's expectation that what he dealt with in February is something you're just going to have to continue to manage and will be an issue going forward?
You know, all players deal with all different types of things at various times, so we're well aware of the situation.
And it's not a surprise?
Things happen to players all the time. I'm not concerned about it.
Do you find sometimes you have to protect players from themselves? They're campaigning to get out there, or you just have to...
Oh, absolutely. At times, sure.
Is there a way the potential explosiveness of the group we saw a lot of today where you go empty with five very talented running backs, tight ends, receivers against that group being blitzed or pass rush? It's got to be tempting to use that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a chess match, as you just mentioned, Barry. You know, obviously you go empty, you know, you're inviting, you know, the defense to pressure, you know, and bring more than you can pick up because you don't have a back aligned in the backfield and the protection. But certainly there's a lot of potential for explosive plays as well. It's one of those balancing acts, you know, that, you know, I don't know that you can live and die by that package, but it's certainly something to have and something that we'll use at various times throughout the year.
We saw, obviously, earlier in the season, Thompson moving around a little bit to right guard now, back mm-hmm. to center. Do you guys feel like center's the best position for you?
For Mike Pouncey?
Yes. Why so?
You know, in football, you want to be strong down the middle. You want to have a guy in the middle that you feel is one that has good command of the offense and the system. Two is a good communicator, and then from a fundamental aspect, a guy that's he has the type of quickness that we like to utilize in our scheme. So I think he's an ideal scheme fit. And then I think from a leadership standpoint, a communication standpoint, he does a very, very good job as well.
What's the biggest difference you've seen from last year?
Just a little bit of everything. He's progressed in a lot of different areas. You know, I think his pass protection has gotten a little bit better. Fundamentally, it's pretty subtle. I don't know that it would be noticeable to many people out here, but I think his pass protection from a technique standpoint. He's more confident in his declarations, as we call them, in terms of identification of defenses, where the line should go, where the back should go, those type of things.
Coach. Joe, how would you address Dimitri Patterson's work this summer, and what do you like most about him?
I think he's played well. I like his quickness. I like his athleticism. He's very decisive out there, and he's been competitive. So I think he's done a good job.
Coach, you mentioned two-point plays. Do you have plays that you only run in two-point situations, or might you also run them in goal-line situations?
Yes and yes. I mean, there's some we have that we'd like to save and use only in a two-point critical situation, obviously, when we really need it. But there are plays that are both we could utilize in a red zone goal line, third and two, possibly fourth and two. You could, grab one of the two-point plays and use them there as well.
What did you see from Jonathan Martin last year as a rookie, both at right tackle and left, that he could be a guy who would replace Jake Long?
He's very serious. He's very professional about what he does. He comes out on the practice field every day with the attitude of improving. He's detailed in what he does. He picked up the system extremely fast, and he's competitive.
How's he doing so far in his improvement?
Yeah, he's played well. He's played well in the two games. He's going against some very good guys on a daily basis, and he's holding his own. He's doing well.
Earlier in camp, you let Aaron go, and then today you brought him back for a look. What has changed, and what was
it? No, it's not uncommon at this time of the year for us to make various moves that we feel like are in the best interest of the team, and that's exactly what we did in that move.
You said he got in at 5 a.m. How did he look?
Actually, he did pretty good. He did pretty good.
Regarding your running game, do you want to see one back for every down, or if Lamar is better at running and Daniel Thomas is a better third down back, is that a good situation?
I don't have anything preconceived. I think it's the more balance that these guys can have and play on multiple downs, the better it is, Chris, because, you know, from sitting in our meetings with Kevin Coyle and the defensive staff, they're going to make calls, as I've said before, based on a jersey number as much as anything else. So I think the more diversity that we can have as an offense and the more things that we can do with different people, the better we're going to be.
How has the running game been so far?
I think it's going to be good. I like it. I think we've had some good, clean runs in the game. I was a little disappointed the other night. The consistency, I think it came on as the game developed, but it wasn't what it needed to be, especially early in the second half. It was poor.
How much are we likely to see starters in the game this week?
You know, I would say at least the first quarter for the most part. And again, sometimes that could change based on, you know, possessions and who has the ball a lot or doesn't. So, but I would think it would be around there.
Same on offense and defense?
Pretty much. We haven't finalized anything yet.
Are you using the fourth game, though, as the traditional third game?
Yeah, we would. The thought process right now is that we would play those guys a little bit longer the next week, yes, as of right now.
There was a situation last game where Deion Sims almost rolled into the end zone. Looked like you were going to throw the challenge flag. What is the procedure? Like, who tells
we have guys upstairs that I communicate with, and it's in charge of it, and I go right to him. As you know, all the offensive coaches want you to challenge that, you know. And, you know, so we have a process in place where, we're either going to challenge or not.
Who specifically tells you?
I'm not going to reveal that at this point.
You were mentioning the 5 to 15. What's one thing you think you've gotten out of this future work that you might not have gotten if you didn't have an extra game?
Well, we've been averaging, Adam, 115 competitive snaps. And as we tell the guys all the time, you know, the reps have to, you know, how you spend your time on the practice field, you know, has to show up on the game field. So I'm confident that all this repetition, so let's say we had 4 extra practices, I think how it ends up, so that's, you know, 460 snaps ballpark. The experience for the younger players and the multiple looks that we're able to get to the players, different schemes and coverages and route concepts and all those things, you got to believe that's going to pay off. And the situational work that we're able to do, you have to think that's going to pay off. Yeah. You know, I was fortunate that last December, I believe, during that weekend celebration to go to the banquet, I believe it was on a Friday night, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, when you meet those guys, it's a class group of men. I mean, they're very, the thing that struck me about them, they're very, very humble. You know, they've done something that's nobody's ever done, and yet they're very humble about it. They love this organization. They're proud of their association with the Dolphins. And it's well-deserved, and I hope they have a great day there.
Do you remember watching that team?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. You know, they just played football the right way. You know, again, I wasn't, you know, as I'm not going to reveal my age, but, you know, and after meeting them, it just reaffirms everything you think. I mean, they played football. They were sound. They didn't turn the ball over. They weren't a very penalized football team. They played physically. They played the game the right way, and it showed in the results.
It's hard to conceive how much has to break right the whole season for something like that.
You're going to have to play well. Yeah, the consistency factor is something really to marvel at what they did, no question.